Language. For a start, how many sub-projects, how many languages are there?
The Native Land Confederation, it is what it's called, is a confederation of projects, of full-fledged projects, and native land communities. Right now, we do have 58 native land projects. That is, 58 established native land projects, and expect at least 5 more in the coming month. So it is a very high growing part of our community. And add to that that per native land projects you have so one localized version of openoffice.org, but there are more localizations either.
Okay.
So, you know, it just depends on the status of these localizations. But what we generally tend to do is that as soon as something, as soon as one localization is ready, we try to, you know, to integrate the people, and if they want to build some community, you know, provide user support in the native language, well, we're more than happy to welcome among our confederation. So right now there are 58, 60.
Okay, so having a native language project doesn't mean there's only translation or localization. There's a lot more.
Yes, there's a lot more, yes. Actually, this is why they're not just called localization project.
Okay.
Native land projects have been, there are like three major missions for every native land project. First is user support in a native language, which is even more important than localizations, because we feel it's like historically it's just been the way it has happened. So it's user support, localization, and I'd say documentation.
Okay.
But really, a native land project should be also focusing on these three tasks and local marketing, localized build QA, maybe sometimes business development, actually every kind of mission that can be of interest inside openoffice.org and open source software at a local level, or at least at a native language level.
Okay.
So that's the missions, basically, yes.
That's the mission, okay. And there has been, are you qualified also to talk about infrastructure?
Mm-hmm.
So, talking with Robert,
mm-hmm.
You probably read the interview, and
yeah.
he complained about HEP files not being automatically ported to the new version.
Yes, and yes, it is really a problem. It is a problem because what it means is that every time you have to report it for every new version, and imagine that right now with a 2.0, the help has pretty much changed because our software has changed. So we had to first rewrite, you know, the entire help and then send a brand new copy to everybody.
Okay.
So it is true that there are some problems, but we're fixing them progressively, because right now if you're looking at the way we localize the 2.0, it is much more easier than before. Now we have the concept of language packs.
Okay.
So they're not the same as Mozilla, but you get the general idea, yes. So language packs allows you to localize OpenOffice.org in a much easier way. However, it is true, the help is not included in the language pack. So yeah, I mean, it is included, but you have to do it manually.
So there's now pluggable language support?
It's a little bit more complex than that, but yes, it's rather the idea. Yeah, it's pluggable. And so the point is that native land projects and localization projects basically care about the language packs, care about the glossaries, and you just have to, you know, basically the user who is downloading OpenOffice, once he downloads that, he also downloads the language packs. And then, you know, it just, you know, it's very quick. It's very easy to do that. And basically language packs applies to the Office Suite, and now he has OpenOffice, he can benefit from OpenOffice.org in its own language.
So, but looking from perspective end user, when I go to OpenOffice site,
mm-hmm.
I want to download localized build,
mm-hmm.
I get a different interface than the one when I want to download the English build, and the different interface isn't really helping much with local users.
Actually, we've been having these discussions, and every time we're like going back and forth. Once we had the problem of saying, should we have a centralized place for localized, for downloading every localized versions of OpenOffice.org. And then at some point, it's a little bit more complex than that, because native lang projects also want you to have that link so that people can download the localized version. And, you know, so it's kind of, you know, I agree, it's very messy. We had to, you know, make compromises, you know, we had to have a central place for downloading openoffice.org. And then, you know, we wanted to have also something for native lang projects, because maybe the users would be scared about the interface being in English and you're using the website in English. So we felt it had to be, like, say, translated into Slovenian. And yes, so it's...
Mozilla does that.
Yeah, but we're just lacking some manpower.
Right.
Because, you know, the Mozilla Foundation and, you know, the work they're doing is extremely important, as you know. But finally, and although we have many contacts with them, we're in extremely different communities. We just do not work the same, I have the feeling. Our projects are really different. So, you know, sometimes we do things they're not able to do, and sometimes they do things we're not able to do.
Right.
But this is true. This is actually an issue that we try to fix right now. We had a problem with the language packs at some point. We were unable to tell the users where they were 1 week ago. Yeah, because, you know, the URL was not clear and so forth.
Okay.
So we had to be much more clear.
Does the current OpenOffice org infrastructure also build for platforms of localized builds?
What do you mean?
Do you also, the localized binaries,
mm-hmm.
Do they come from directly from OpenOffice.org, or do the local communities provide them?
Okay, actually they all come from OpenOffice.org, since OpenOffice.org is a community.
Okay.
So is your question, who localizes OpenOffice.org?
Okay.
So there are two different cases. Majority of cases, local communities do localize OpenOffice.org. Yes, that's correct. Second case, Sun localizes OpenOffice.org because it has an interest in actually offering Star Office in one specific language. This does happen for French version, for instance. Does happen for Italian. It does happen for actually eight languages. So in this case, yes, Sun localizes OpenOffice.org, but the QA, the checks, basically, the help, is done by the community. So even in this way, it's pretty much a, you know, very community-based thing. And the general rule is that local communities do localize OpenOffice.org,
right,
themselves.
So how can local communities help each other?
In localizing?
Like, I'm sure the communication between local communities could be improved, tools. So what are the plans there for the future? I mean, I'm sure there's probably a lot of work that can be shared.
Yeah, definitely. You are absolutely right. It would happen at two levels. First level, this is the localization project, which I am not working for really, but Pavel.
Okay.
Is working for Pavel Janik from Czech Republic is working on this. So he cares about the localization technologies. And yes, everybody, absolutely everybody is invited to participate, you know, and help. On the native lang level, yes, I do invite everybody to collaborate, of course, and this is what the Native Lang Confederation stands for. You know, people helping each other, communicating towards each other. Now, the point that we have, it is a problem, is that there is some lack of communication, because when you're at 60 communities, it's a little bit more difficult than speaking when you are like five and it's just like a little private club where everybody talks. So what I have been trying to do, and together with the Native Lang Project leads, is that I've been trying to set up groups. And yes, I've been talking with Robert at some point about, Eastern European, Central European, what we call native lang group, that would actually be a very informal structure that could, help the projects who share, I'd say, a cultural, a joint common cultural, maybe also little linguistic basis,
okay,
to work together. Actually, it's not done yet, and really I want it to be a very volunteer request. But we did that already with two groups. We have the Indic language native lang group, which has been doing a fantastic job. I mean, right now, they've been so successful, you know, they've been distributing 7 million CDs
Wow.
in India, and you know, that's just great. So these people are basically representing all the native land communities from, you know, in India, and they're like right now 7 or 8, and they're all working together, both on a technological level, also I'd say marketing, like communication level. They just relay the information between each other and also towards openoffice.org. And we also had what we call the Eurasian Native Land Group, which is basically Russian and former, former CIS states, language of the CIS states. They basically grouping Russian, Altaic, Turkish languages. So yes, we're trying to do that with pretty much everybody, as long as everybody wants it.
Any plans for a native language conference?
Oh, you know, we are basically, I mean, we're totally part of the community. So every, you know, as if the conference today happens in Koper, that's very, I mean, that's partly because of the Slovenian and the Italian native land communities. So, you know, native land conferences are actually the all con. We all, you know, join each other, and you know, so, you know, we're just really part of this community, and we feel like, you know, as I told you, the fact that it could happen in Koper, this is thanks to native land, to the Slovenian Italian native land project.
Right, thank you. Is there anything you would like to add?
I just wanted to, you know, thank everybody from the Slovenian Italian native land projects who have been, you know, making this wonderful, wonderful Open Office conference possible. I also like to thank you for, you know, relaying all the news and, you know, keeping the earth informed of what we're up to and what is going on at this conference. I feel this is very important.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hook.